Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. The job of a satirist is a tough one. From time immemorial, satirists have fallen foul of king and serf alike. Some satirists have been attacked and many others threatened. This has led to one thing and one thing only for satirists: to continue doing what they do best, which is taking the mickey out of everyone. Satirists are all about equal opportunity for lampooning. To us, there are no holy cows, whether friend or foe. And therefore, for this week's episode, I find my hammer and tongs falling on my former employer, for which I expect scorn and derision, the fodder on which I feed. The year is 2023 AD. We're dealing with a lot. India just landed on Mars, or is it Moon? The electric car is with us. Well, by us, I mean the world, not South Africa. Otherwise, the car would not work for 8 hours a day. We not only have virtual reality, we now have augmented reality. There's Metaverse, ChatGPT, Honor, and Kenny Kunene, among many other inventions. Yet Bafana Bafana still can't qualify for the FIFA World Cup. Clearly, no intelligence, real or artificial intelligence, can save our boys. And as technology advances very fast in front of our eyes, we are bound to ask ourselves many questions about where the world is going. How is school education going to look like in the future? Will technology make our lives better or worse? Is there a cure for cancer around the corner? Will technology finally kill human relations as we've known them since Judas killed Jesus? There are many questions to ponder. It is indeed exciting times. But as humans hunger for enlightenment, there are still many historical questions that remain unanswered today. Like, was Napoleon so named because he was born with polio? Did the Berlin Wall fall because they used cheap cement? Was the Nelson Mandela release from prison in 1990 a fake model? These and many questions remain unanswered, and it seems we will never find answers to them, at least not anytime soon. Then there are questions that we all thought were long asked and answered, only to realize that there is a critical mass among us who remain skeptical. Like last week when Metro FM, Africa's biggest commercial radio station by listenership, ran a Twitter poll asking its listeners that age-old seminal question. Quote, is the Earth a round ball in space or just a large flat mass? A debate still exists about who exactly discovered the Earth was round, but there is no debate that whoever it was, they were Greek, and it was around 500 BC. Yes, that is nearly 2,600 years ago. But clearly, this is Greek to Metro FM and its millions of listeners. To think Giordano Bruno, the Italian scientist, was burned at the stake 500 years ago for taking this theory further, suggesting that the Earth revolves around the Sun. We all thought the matter was laid to rest, but clearly it revolved around the heads of our intrepid broadcasters. While many on social media were taken aback by the audacity of Metro FM to run its poll, some even suggesting that the station was dumbing down its listeners, I was astounded more by the enthusiastic participation and responses. At the time of recording this episode, 66% of the pollsters had voted, quote, "It is obviously round," and 21% said, quote, "Come now, it is flat." I was not bothered by the latter. After all, these pollsters were proof that there is no such thing as, quote, "There are no stupid questions." There are as many stupid questions as there are many answers to them, as proven here. What bothered me, though, was the 13% that voted, "I'm on the sidelines," quote unquote. You have to commend the crowd that voted that the earth is round for having some brain. And you have to have some sympathy for those that think it is flat. They belong to the global movement of the flat earth. Get it? But to not have a position is worse. No wonder our metric pass rate remains where it is. For a number of years now, Metro FM has been voted the coolest station in South Africa. But it seems the station made a tactical error. It left the cool at the awards. And now they find themselves running polls that if we lived in ancient times, someone would be crucified or burned at the stakes for such crass inanity. But before you persecute Metro FM listeners for being dumb, they are in good company. Listen to some of the answers these American high school students gave John Leno a decade ago.
What countries make up Great Britain? You've heard of Great Britain?
Yeah.
If someone said they're going to Great Britain, what language would they speak when they get there?
British.
They speak British, okay. Have you ever met anyone who speaks British?
No.
Can you think of any word in British?
No.
No? Like Mini Cooper?
Oh, yeah, Mini Cooper.
That's a British word. We're talking with?
Talk what?
If you met someone from Amsterdam, what nationality would they be?
I have no idea. Amsterdamian.
Amsterdamian. No, they wear wooden shoes. Who wears wooden shoes?
Cobblers.
Cobblers? They'd be cobblers. Okay. Yeah. All right. We're talking with?
Lindsay Shanks.
Lindsay, and you're a high school student as well.
Yes, sir.
What is the world's tallest mountain?
It's not Mount Rushmore.
No? No. Do you ever rest?
Do I what?
Ever rest.
No.
I'm giving you a story.
Oh. I really don't know.
See, I asked you, do you ever rest? And you said,
oh,
no.
Mount Everest.
Everest, there you go. You're talking with?
Aisha Edvar.
Aisha, that's a pretty name. And you're a high school student?
Yes, sir.
What are people from Denmark called? You meet a bunch of people from Denmark.
I don't
what are
know.
They?
Denmartians?
Denmartians.
I don't know.
Denmartians. How many Great Lakes are there?
Oh, a lot. Like 100 something?
100.
I could be wrong.
Can you name all 100?
No. I could be really wrong.
Can you name one Great Lake?
The Great.
The Lakes. Great Lake. We're talking with?
Nick.
Nick, what do you do?
I go to high school.
Go to high school?
In Roy City, Texas.
And what do you want to do when you get out?
I would like to be a film director.
Film director, okay. You've heard of the English Channel.
Yes.
Goes between what two countries?
France and England.
England. Now, is there any way to get there besides by boat?
I think there's like a bridge, like a really long bridge, and it goes under the water.
So a bridge that goes under the water would be called what?
An underwater bridge.
Oh, how about a tunnel?
Oh, yeah, a tunnel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're talking with?
Caitlin Wilcox.
Caitlin, you're from where?
Arkansas.
Arkansas, okay. How is the school system in Arkansas?
It's awesome.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Right,
let's see how,
it's really good.
Let's see how good it is. How many oceans are there?
Oceans?
Yeah.
I've only been to one.
You've been to one?
I've been to one.
Which one were you at?
Florida.
Which one?
An ocean.
Which ocean did you go to in Florida?
Pacific Ocean.
You went to Pacific Ocean in Florida. How was it?
It's good.
It's good. What is the largest country in South America?
In South America, Africa.
And where is Iraq?
I don't know. Like South Europe or something?
South Europe.
Know. I don't know.
Iraq is in South. So you go to Europe, you go south.
Yeah, I don't know.
What country would you find the Panama Canal in?
Panama Canal. Is there a country named Panama? No?
I don't know. Is there?
No. Oh, is it in the U.S.? No.
Why do they call it the Panama Canal, you think?
Is there the guy named Panama?
There's a guy named Panama, and he did what? He made the
canal? The canal. Panama Canal?
If you're going down to use the Panama Canal, you're trying to get from where to where?
One place to another.
Why did it?
It's faster?
Faster than, yeah, but from where does it go?
Oh, Panama and...
And what?
And France? I don't know.
Panama and France. Where is Iraq? You know, we hear so much about Iraq.
Iraq?
Yeah.
Iraq is in Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan. We're talking with
Mackenzie Maxwell.
Where is the Berlin Wall located?
In the former Soviet Union?
No.
Oh, darn.
Is the Berlin Wall still there?
No.
What happened?
Well, David Hasselhoff said it was him.
And what did David Hasselhoff have to do with taking down?
I don't know. I read it. I saw it on E, and he said that he should be in the memorial for the Berlin Wall.
Because why?
I don't know.
If you met some people from Denmark, what would they be called?
Denmark.
A group of people from Denmark would be called
Jewish people.
Jewish people. Jewish people. Where is the Outback?
The Outback? The restaurant?
The restaurant.
The restaurant.
Is there one around here?
I don't know.
No, I'm not sure. Okay,
I don't know.
There you go.
Now you know why BRICS was formed, because Africa is the biggest country in South America. I don't think Metro should be cowed into submission. I think we need more such quizzes, in my view. This is one way of decolonizing education, even if we end up ridiculing ourselves. What would they fill the space with if they stopped? And why should they ask clever questions? After all, they are not 702, the station of clever blacks. So in keeping with these groundbreaking findings, I have decided to create a few more quizzes for Metro FM going forward. And they don't have to pay me for it. Some of you may think these questions are stupid, but they may just resonate with the millions who follow the cooler station, and that's all that matters. So here we go. In biblical times, was it Jesus Christ or Barnabas who led the children of Israel to the promised land? Does cancer exist, or is it a creation of the CIA? Did Bafana Bafana win the FIFA World Cup in France, Brazil, or Disneyland? Is the grass greener on the other side? How many minutes are there in an hour? 24, 7, or 365? Was the Civil War about people wearing civilian clothes? Why did the Egyptians build pyramids? To protect themselves from desert sandstorms? To use excess bricks? Or to punish infidels with hard labor? I do not know how Metro FM listeners will respond to these tough questions, but I'm sure of one thing. They will never say this.
What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. But I watch you a lot. You ask a lot of stupid questions.
Chances are Donald Trump was in the high school class of the kids who were polled by John Leno. Like all podcasters, my only aim in life is for you to listen to my content. But today, I will make an exception. So for more entertaining content, please check on more polls on the coolest station in South Africa. Coming to you live from X. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Please send your comments via email to me on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of this podcast. Most importantly, please share more intelligent questions for Metro FM to run in future polls. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. Follow us on X at Rems by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. From me, Rems Mabote, goodbye and God bless.